anger on the streets of Pakistan against India. These protesters gathered in Islamabad to condemn what they call the illegal Indian occupation of Jammu and Kashmir. Pakistan observes Black Day on October 27 every year, a day when India, according to Islamabad, ignored the British partition plan and occupied the disputed territory in 1947. Islamabad has long argued that Kashmir should have acceded to Pakistan because of its Muslim majority population. On August 5, India tried to further tighten its grip on the region by revoking the special status of the disputed territory.
These protesters have strongly condemned the Indian move. They wanted to go to the Indian embassy, which is only a few hundred meters from here, to register their protest. But they were stopped by authorities.
Chanting slogans in favor of Kashmir freedom, these protesters have vowed to resist what they see as India's illegal efforts to annex Jammu and Kashmir.
Our struggle will continue. Regardless of what India has done recently in Kashmir, we will not rest until Kashmir is given the right of self-determination.
The international community has not played its part. The international community is absolutely sleeping about Kashmir. They can see what is happening in Kashmir.
Since August 5, Indian administered Kashmir has remained under lockdown. Several reports suggest that Indian authorities have detained thousands of Kashmiris, including political leaders. Pakistan has condemned those actions and insisted that the Kashmir issue has to be resolved through the UN Security Council resolutions.
Pakistan has only one message, that any resolution of Jammu and Kashmir dispute should be made as per the wishes of the people of Jammu and Kashmir and as per the UN Security Council resolutions.
Kashmir remains a disputed territory since 1947 between Pakistan and India. Both claim the territory in full but rule only parts of it. They have fought wars over Kashmir in the past, and tensions are once again increasing between the two neighbors. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.